当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：我们渡到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上，他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了风暴，起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉。门徒叫醒了他，说：夫子，我们丧命，你不顾么？耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：住了吧，静了吧。风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。今日的讲道是主任牧师陈卓明牧师，他讲的题目是处理生命中的风暴，他的讲道大纲在白色的内页，请陈卓明牧师、陈德森牧师会翻译。
Last week we celebrated our 56th anniversary as a church.
上个月日我们是庆祝了我们教会的56周年。
And over those 56 years, God has blessed our church and its members.
在56年里面，神赐福我们的教会和我们的会友。
But we also know during those 56 years that our members have gone through lots of different problems and issues.
我们也都知道在56年里面，我们的会员也都遇上很多的困难，很多的争战。
Some have been diagnosed with terminal cancer.
有些人被验上是得到末期的癌症。
Some have found out that their spouse has been unfaithful to them.
有些是发觉他们的配偶是不忠。
Some people have lost jobs and encountered severe financial problems.
有些弟兄姊妹失去他们的工作，遇上财政的困难。
There have been different storms in people's lives in our church.
在我们的会员的生命里面有不同的风暴。
And these storms have threatened to overwhelm them and drown them.
这些风暴是令到我们觉得是支持不住，甚至是被淹没。
And I'm sure that all of us have experienced storms in our lives.
我相信我们每一个人都经历过我们人生里面的风暴。
Or maybe you're going through a storm right now.
或者你现在就经历过人生的风暴。
Those are the times where God doesn't seem to make sense.
在这个时间神好像是莫名其妙。
Those are the times when our problems seem so big and our faith seems so small.
在这个时间可能问题是很大，我们的信心却是很小。
Those are the times that we think that the storm will threaten to drown us.
在那些时间，那个风暴好像要淹没我们，浸死我们。
Well, Jesus' disciples went literally through a storm.
我们发觉耶稣基督的门徒，他们真的遇上风暴。
But I believe that story helps us to understand how we can go through the storms in our lives.
但是这个故事让我们看到我们怎样可以经过人生风暴。
The background behind the passage that was just read, Jesus had been doing a lot of teaching.
这段圣经的背景就是耶稣基督他完成了很多的教导。
He had taught what I would call the Sermon on the Mount.
他是完成了教导这个登山部分。
In Mark chapter 4, it also talks about how Jesus was teaching his followers through parables.
在马可福音第四章，我们看到耶稣基督用比喻来教导那些门徒。
Now, sermons can be good.
讲道是好的。
And all of you are sitting here listening to a sermon.
大家现在就是听我讲道。
But sometimes there are lessons that can't be learned by just listening.
但是有时我们人生的功课不是只是听就可以明白。
There are some times that we need to go through lessons that come from life experience.
有时我们要亲身体验我们才能够明白。
My parents are from Toisan.
我父母是台山来的。
They are not highly educated.
他们不算受过很多教育。
However, they emphasized to my brothers and I that we that education is important.
但是他同我对我哋嘅各兄弟咧讲到好清楚，就系教育好重要。
Going to school was very important.
读书好咁重要。
And so in school, I learned a lot of different subjects.
所以喺学校里边，我就学咗好多嘅科目。
I learned about algebra and biology, for instance.
代数啦、生物学啦等等。
But I must admit, I had a kind of a bad attitude growing up.
但系我都承认，我长大嘅时间个态度唔系几好嘅。
See, sometimes my parents would have to ask me what some letter meant they received in the mail.
有阵时我父母咧就拎封信嚟话呢封信点解啊？
And I felt somewhat superior to my parents.
我就觉得咧，我好叻啦，叻过我父母。
But my parents reminded me something very important.
但系我父母咧就教导我一样好重要嘅。
They said it doesn't matter how many degrees you have.
佢话你唔理你攞到几多学位。
If you don't have good wisdom and life experience.
如果你唔识做人，你冇智慧。
They said that academic knowledge is not the same as life.Wisdom.
这些学位呢，不等于做人的智慧。
And so I believe that Jesus had this in mind when he allowed his disciples to go through a storm.
我相信耶稣基督让他的门徒去经历这个风暴，就是想着这件事。
Now this storm took place on the sea or the lake of Galilee.
这个风暴是发生在加利利海。
It's actually not a big ocean, but really just a lake, somewhat like some of the large lakes we have in the Boston area.
唔係一個好大嘅海，可以講係一個比較大啲嘅湖。
But it was very susceptible to violent storms.
但係呢個湖咧，卻常常有一啲好強嘅風暴發生。
Because of its unique geography and physical features.
因為佢周圍嘅地理因素，所以有風暴發生。
But please understand that this storm did not come by chance.
但是我们发觉这个特别的风暴不是偶然的。
This storm was orchestrated by Jesus.
耶稣基督似乎是安排的。
Now, Jesus was sleeping in this boat.
耶稣基督在船上就睡觉。
He was sleeping at the rear of the boat on a cushion.
在船的后面枕着一个枕头睡觉。
And as I mentioned, perhaps he was just exhausted from all this preaching that he was doing.
好像我刚才所说，可能他教导了这么多之后，他很疲倦。
And though, again, this is a story about a literal physical storm, I believe it has a lot of lessons for us about the storms that we go through in our lives.
这个是一个实实在在的风暴，但我相信也可以应用在我们人生的风暴上面。
I believe we can see four lessons that we can learn from this storm.
我们在这个风暴可以学到四个的功课。
The first lesson is that storms will come.
第一个功课就是人生是有风暴的。
Storms are in life are inevitable.
人生的风暴是不可避免的。
Because we live in a fallen world.
因为我们在一个堕落了的世界。
They are a part of life.
这个是生命的一部分。
And so storms will take place in our lives.
所以人生里面一定遇上风暴。
Things may be great right now.
可能现在一切顺利。
But things could change very quickly.
但是也都可能变化会很大。
Now I believe that there are some false teachers who misunderstand the Bible.
我们相信有些假老师他们错误解释圣经。
They teach that, oh, if we are Christians, then we are God's child.
他们教导如果你是信耶稣你就是上帝的儿子儿女。
And God is our Heavenly Father.
上帝是我们的天父。
And so as we celebrate Father's Day, a good father will protect his child from any kind of problem.
就好像我们庆祝父亲节，那些父亲就会保护他所有的儿女。
And so they believe that Christians should not have any kind of financial problem or illness.
所以呢，基督徒呢，就不会有财政问题，不会患病。
But Jesus said in John 16:33, in the world you will have tribulation.
但是耶稣基督在约翰福音16章33节，他说呢，在世上你们有苦难。
Now there's another variation of this teaching, false teaching.
有些另外的错误的教导是这样的。
And they would say, well, it's not exactly children are exempt, but obedient children are exempt from problems.
唔係所有嘅兒女都唔會遇到困難，但係咧，嗰啲信服嘅兒女係唔會遇到困難。
So if you are a good Christian, you will not experience problems.
如果你係一個好基督徒，你就唔會遇到困難啦。
If you obey the Ten Commandments.
如果你守十戒,
you pray and read your Bible every day.
你又祈禱, 每日讀經,
if you go to church every week,
每個禮拜翻教會,
then God will bless you with a problem-free life.
神就賜福俾你, 你就冇問題啦。
Now certainly, God sometimes sends storms or problems into our lives because of sin and disobedience.
冇錯，有陣時神讓風暴入到我哋嘅生命，係因為我哋唔信服或者犯罪。
Certainly, the story of Jonah is an example of that.
約拿嘅故事就係一個例子。
Jonah disobeyed God.
約拿佢唔信服神。
And God had to send a storm to kind of get him back.
神就用一個風暴去挽回佢。
But not all storms are a result of sin or disobedience.
但係唔係完所有嘅風暴都係
Notice in this story, the storm came as a part of their obedience.
如果我们看马可福音第四章，我们发觉那些门徒是信服的，但是风暴都来到。
For instance, look at verse 35.
看一看第35节。
It says, On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, that is Jesus, let us go across to the other side.
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说：我们渡过那边去吧。
So who wanted to go to the other side?
系边个要去嗰边呢
？It's Jesus.
耶稣基督。
And so the disciples just did what Jesus wanted.
嗰班门徒系信服耶稣嘅指引。
And in the midst of doing what Jesus wanted, they encountered a severe storm.
佢哋信服耶稣嘅指引嘅时间，竟然遇到风暴。
We should also keep in mind that storms are unpredictable.
我们也都知道风暴是不可预料的。
And in this case, the storm came unexpectedly.
我们看到这个故事里面那个风暴就是意想不到的时候来到。
It was not something gradual in nature.
不是慢慢来到。
If the disciples had seen that a storm was coming, they probably would not have gone out in the boat.
如果这个风暴慢慢的起那些门徒可能就撑船了。
So storms can come without warning.
但是风暴是可以突然间来到。
And then storms can be very severe.
而且风暴可以很强烈。
There's another false teaching that goes around.
有另外一个的错误的教导。
And it is that Christians can go through storms, but they're going to bebe easy storms.
就是说，没错，基督徒会遇到风暴，但是那些风暴很易过的。
That is, Christians can expect some rainy days, but they should not expect severe storms.
没错，我们有时遇上落雨天，但是不会说打大风的。
And so they would say, well, maybe you might get a parking ticket.
或者是你可能会得到一个泊车的罚单。
But you would never lose a child to cancer.
但是你的儿女不会说患癌症那么大件事的。
But here in this story, we see that this storm was very severe.
但是这个故事给我们看到这个风暴实在很大。
Remember that the disciples, many of them were experienced fishermen.
我们记得那些耶稣基督的门徒都是有经验的渔夫来的。
They've gone through difficult storms in the past.
他们以前经过很多风暴的。
But in this case, they said, we're going to lose our lives.
但是在这里他们怕到说我们死定了。
We are perishing.
我们现在丧命了。
And so, at this point, they're wondering, what's Jesus going to do?
他们就想着、啊、耶稣要做什么
Because they're perishing, and yet Jesus is asleep.
他们就来要死了但是耶稣竟然睡觉。
He doesn't seem like he cares for us.
似乎他不关心的门徒。
And so that's how we feel many times as we go through storms.
有阵时我哋经历风暴，我哋都会有咁嘅感觉。
We cry out to God in prayer.
我哋向神呼吁祈祷。
But somehow there's only silence.
但系似乎一片宁静。
It seems like he doesn't care.
佢冇乜反应。
But that leads us to the second lesson that we learn in this passage.
呢个就引入我哋今日学到第二个嘅功课。
That Jesus does care for us and he is with us.
就是耶稣基督他实在关心我们，他是与我们同在。
Remember, the disciples had Jesus right there in their boat.
大家都记得耶稣基督就在那个船上面。
And yes, the winds are howling and the waves are going up and down, but Jesus was there with them.
虽然四周围的风吹有很大的声音，但是耶稣基督在那里。
And so his presence should have been enough for them.
他的同在应该是足够门徒有平安。
And God promises to be with us in the midst of our storms.
神是答应过我们，就是我们遇上风暴，他会与我们同在。
In the last part of the Great Commission, Matthew 28, verse 20, Jesus said, Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
在马太福音28章的大使命里面，耶稣基督说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5, Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you.
希伯来书13章第5节也都讲到，我不会离开你们。
But many of us still are fearful.
但是很多时我们仍然惧怕。
And we say, ask God, give us a sign.
我们说，神啊，你给我看到一些的神迹。
Show to us that you love us and care for us.
藉着这些神迹给我看到你真的爱我们。
But the best sign is the sign of the cross.
但是其实最大的神迹就是十字架。
The cross reminds us that Jesus willingly died for us.
十字架讲到耶稣基督自愿的替我们受死。
That Jesus loves us so much.
耶稣基督爱我们。
Every month we celebrate Holy Communion.
每个月我们都有圣餐。
And it is not just some empty ritual.
圣餐不只是一些仪式。
It's a reminder of God's great love for us.
而是提醒我们神是以大爱爱我们。
And then there's a third lesson from this passage.
这段圣经给我们有第三个的教训。
That Jesus is all powerful.
耶稣基督大有能力。
Now visualize what happened in this passage.
我们想象一下这个故事的环境。
The winds are blowing and howling.
风在这里大声吹。
The waves are churning and splashing over the side of the boat.
那些风浪打到，浪打到很高，水入了船里面。
All of a sudden, at Jesus' command, everything stops.
但是突然间耶稣基督一责备风浪，一切平静。
There is a dead calm.
一切安静。
Not gradually, but instantly.
不是慢慢安静，而是突然安静。
The lake is almost like a mirror.
那个湖面好像一面镜咁样。
Jesus talks to the winds and the waves like they were his children.
耶稣基督向风浪讲说话，好像向儿女讲说话一样。
Now maybe that's a bad example.
或者呢个比喻唔系好啱。
Because we know that children can be disobedient many times.
因为咧儿女有阵时你同佢讲嘢佢唔听。
Maybe he's talking to maybe obedient dog, maybe.
或者话一只好受过训练嘅狗实听嘅。
But the point is that Jesus has control over the weather.
个故事嘅教训就系耶稣基督能够控制风浪。
He is the one who created the world.
佢系创造世界嗰一位。
And so if he can control the weather, he can control anything.
如果佢能够控制呢啲嘅气候，佢能够控制任何一件事。
Now we haven't had a big hurricane in our area for quite a while.
我哋一区好耐似乎冇乜一个大嘅台风。
But we know from looking at other parts of the country where there's severe hurricanes or tornadoes.
但系我哋睇到呢个国家其他嘅部分可能遇上好大嘅风暴。
And so even though these storms are very powerful, God is more powerful.
虽然风暴的能力很大，但是神的能力更大。
God can control the weather.
神能够控制风暴。
And if he can control the weather, he can control whatever illness that you're encountering.
他能够控制风暴，他更加能够控制你所身处的疾病等等。
Even though the world may seem very chaotic, God is over control over the governments of this earth.
虽然这个世界好像很混乱，但是神仍然坐着为王，掌管这些领袖。
And so if he can control the weather, he can control anything.
他掌管气候，他能够掌管其他的事物。
And it mentions in verse 41 that the disciples were terrified.
然后这个故事讲到那些门徒就大大惧怕。
That is, literally it says, they feared with a great fear.
这里讲到是大大的惧怕。
And it was not because of the storm.
不单止是这个风。
It was the realization that Jesus was in the boat with them.
而是耶稣基督在他们的船上边。
That Jesus was not someone just sent from God, he is God.
他不单止是神差派来的一位，他就是神。
And as they realized that the Lord of, that created the heavens and the earth was sitting right there in the boat with them, they were terrified.
他们突然醒觉，创造天地宇宙万物的主竟然在船上边，他们就大大惧怕。
And in verse 40, he said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?
在第40节，耶稣对门徒讲：为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心么？
And so Jesus rebuked them for their lack of faith.
耶稣在责备他们没信心。
He says that they did not. They had all these fears that Jesus said you should not be terrified or fearful.
他们有这么多的恐惧，耶稣就话：你们不需要胆怯。
And so this leads to our final lesson.
这个就引向我们最后一个的教训。
That we as Christians need to grow our faith.
就是我们作为信徒，我们需要信心增长。
Fear is the result of a lack of faith.
惧怕其实是因为缺乏信心。
And there are two important lessons, two important things that people need to believe.
有两样东西人是很需要相信的。
Number one, that God is good.
第一, 神是美善的。
That He loves us.
祂爱我们。
The second is that God is in control.
第二就是神掌管一切。
That He is all powerful.
祂大有能力。
Now these are two simple lessons, you might say.
这个是两个我们要学的功课。
In fact, we teach this even to preschool children.
我们向那些幼稚园的小朋友都是这样教导。
God loves us.
但是神爱我们。
And that God is in control.
第二就是神控制一切。
But sometimes we just don't get it.
有时候我们就不明白。
And the disciples did not get it.
那些门徒似乎不明白。
Jesus had shared with them in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣基督跟他们一起分享这个登山宝训。
He told them that you're more valuable than the birds and the flowers.
登山宝训里面说，你们的生命比麻雀、比那些花更加重要。
And if I care for them, I'll certainly care for you.
如果我都关心那些花和麻雀，我一定关心你们。
The disciples had seen Jesus cast out demons.
那些门徒见过耶稣基督赶鬼。
They had seen him heal the sick.
见过他医病。
And yet, they didn't have enough faith.
但是他们却没有足够的信心。
And so what should have been the proper response is that in the midst of the storm, they would have faith in Jesus.
那个教训就是在这些风暴里面，他应该对主耶稣基督有信心。
And they would not have been terrified as they were.
以致到他们不需要胆怯。
Because Jesus was right there with them.
因为耶稣基督就在他们身边。
And his presence is enough.
祂的同在就已经足够。They
would have been patiently waiting out the storm, recognizing that Jesus is there and He loves them and He's in control.
祂们其实可以很平安地面对这个风浪，因为耶稣基督就在祂们身边，耶稣基督是爱祂们。
There was no need to panic.
不用惊慌。
No need to be terrified.